97.9 105.5 Kiss FM. It's Big Papa in the morning, ladies and gentlemen. One of the most successful TV shows of our time, CSI Thursdays on CBS. Robert David Hall is on the show. Do I call you Robert? I feel like I should call you like Mr. David Hall or something. How are you?
Call me David, Big Papa. That's my friends call me that, and I'm a New York State boy myself. I grew up in outside of Binghamton.
Oh, wonderful! All right,
little town called Shenango Bridge.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. So you're familiar with Syracuse. You're familiar with Utica and all that other stuff. So
I absolutely am. I love New York State, especially upstate. You know.
Well, number one, welcome home.
Thank you. It's
appreciate
great to be
that.
With you.
Where am I catching you today?
Well, I live out in Los Angeles in Sherman Oaks, but grew up all over the East Coast and used to work morning radio like you. So I appreciate getting up at 3 a.m.
Oh, dude, and especially coming off a long, long weekend, those first couple of days are really, really rough.
Yeah, I'm barely awake. I don't usually get up this early, but it's great to talk to you and your listeners.
Well, I'll tell you what. Well, I mean, everyone knows you from CSI, but when in the world did you start doing music?
When I was 8 years old, many, many moons ago, 50 years ago, and I love it. I've always been a guitar player, and I was one of those guys that sort of wrote songs but never finished them, and last year my youngest brother got
kind of like my mom with crafty projects.
There you go. But I finally finished them. I went down to Austin, Texas, and great players on every street corner. And my best friend is a pretty fine singer-songwriter, and he went in the studio with me, and we're pretty proud of what we did. And we got asked to, you know, the album is going to come out today. It's available at my website, robertdavidhallmusic.com, and I'm going to be playing on the Grand Ole Opry June 19th.
That's awesome. Good.
Yeah.
That's a big deal. It's a real big deal to me.
My knees are knocking. I'm going to be on Craig Ferguson. I think it's the 10th of June, but you know, we'll try to let you know about that.
Absolutely. All the information is on robertdavidhallmusic.com. Now, the album is called Things They Don't Teach You in School. Right. Now you're doing it at the Grand Ole Opry, so we're talking some country twang?
It's got a little bit of that. I really don't like labels, but somebody told me it's country/Americana, but as far as I know, it's me and my words and things like that.
And it's something that you've put your heart and soul into, and it's something you're very proud of.
It's a little different than Doc Robbins slicing and dicing a body on CSI.
Absolutely. I got to tell you, I've been a huge fan of the show for years and years and years.
I appreciate that.
A couple things. Number one, with William leaving and Lawrence coming in, I realized that, you know, this is old news, but there had to have been almost like a change in demeanor on the set, only because like the you know, people change, you know.
they're different guys, Billy and Lawrence, and I had worked with Lawrence on a movie many years ago called Class Action,
right?
And so I knew him, and when he came, it was like old home week for us. But he's got a different kind of gravitas than Billy Peterson does. I miss Billy like crazy. He's off in Chicago doing theater, and he's as happy as a clam.
And that's the thing. I mean, luckily, the show was successful enough where, you know, at that point, he could go and do whatever he wanted, really not worry about money at this point. Because, I mean, your CSI checks will take care of you for the rest of your life, right?
Well, from your mouth to God's ear. But, yeah, we just got signed for an 11th year, and we're pretty excited about that.
Congratulations, dude.
Thank you, man.
Congratulations. Again, we're talking to Robert David Hall. Of course, you know him from CSI Thursdays on CBS. New album out today, robertdavidhallmusic.com, for all the details on that. Now, the one thing that people don't necessarily know about you is the crutches that you're on the show.
Yeah.
Those aren't for show. Those are real, right?
Yeah, I'm a double leg amputee. I walk on two prosthetic legs. I have for about 32 years. A drunk truck driver ran me over many moons ago, and as they say, as John Lennon said, life is what happens while you're busy making other plans, you know?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Number one, I think it's a testament to not only you, but the way that they do the show that you're not the doctor on the crutches, or you're not the doctor with, you know, the double amputee. you know, you're Dr. Albert Robbins. You know what I'm saying?
I help to solve the grisly murder every week, and I'm grateful for that because I think people with disabilities have a lot of abilities, you know, and I'm really I'm glad to, in a small way, help move that forward.
Because they really could have gone in and been like, okay, you're the doctor with a disability. But they really show you as a normal person. And I would imagine as a person with disabilities, that's all you want in life.
Yeah, absolutely. Somewhat normal. I think I read somewhere that I was a quirky, crotchety coroner, which is okay with me. I like that.
Well, just so you know, I don't park in handicapped spaces anymore because of you.
Big Papa, big karma for you, man.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, how in the hell did you, again, we're talking to Robert David Hall, CSI, you know, it's the original, not the extra crispy, not the double dipped. We're talking the original CSI Thursdays on CBS, and of course, Things They Don't Teach You in School, it's out right now at robertdavidhallmusic.com. How in the world did you get an invite to the White House?
You know, I did some work during Obama's campaign for people with disabilities, and I met a man named Kareem Dale, who ended up being the special advisor on disability at the White House. And I think Kareem got me the invite, but my wife is doing cartwheels right now. We're getting ready to fly out. So however it happened, I'm just glad to be there. And a bunch of great artists are going to be honoring McCartney, so it should be fun.
So it's something with Paul McCartney?
Yeah, they're giving him the Gershwin Songwriting Prize. And the President and Mrs. Obama, it's going to be in the East Room of the White House. And trust me, Big Papa, I'm just trying to make sure my suit is pressed.
Well, have you ever been to anything like this before?
Yeah, I got invited for the Americans with Disabilities Act to the White House last year, and you know it's the people's house, so I feel it's more comfortable than you might imagine.
Well, sure, you walk right in, you know, you swing your legs up on the table and just, you know, relax.
Well, there's all these 25-year-old guys with big bulges under their armpits running around there, so you have to, you know, no, it's awesome. It's really Republican or Democrat. It's quite an honor to be invited there.
I would imagine so. Now, do you get, I mean, you've been doing this for a long, I mean, you're a grizzled veteran of the business. Do you ever, well, I this is a respectful way to call you old. No. but I'm just wondering if there is if you ever get starstruck.
You know, I'm squared away enough to know that I love my wife and son and relatives and friends a lot. They're going to be there after all of this actor boy stuff is over, so that means a lot to me. But I'm trying to think starstruck. I usually don't play that game. I don't know. I'd like to meet George Clooney I don't want to meet people. I want to work with them, if you know what I mean.
Oh, absolutely. I completely understand. But every once in a while, like even just doing this, you know, what I do, every once in a while I'm like, oh my God, I totally got to talk to somebody, you know? All of a sudden,
you know, I'm lucky. My wife has good eyes. I'm nearsighted, so I miss, you know, if somebody walks past me who's famous, I never notice. But it's, you know, I've been really blessed in my life. I've worked with Gene Hackman and James Earl Jones, and you know, I sound like a name dropper now, but
no, that's fine.
People are, you know, it's when people are doing their job well, that's what I get the biggest thrill over. You know, I like playing music with great musicians, and I like acting with good actors. And the problem is not everybody's famous or a celebrity. I'm sure there are some very talented people who just, you know, decided I'm more comfortable here than I am moving. So I lived so many places as a kid that I don't think Hollywood and New York are the end all and the big deal.
Absolutely. We're talking to Robert David Hall. You know him as Dr. Albert Robbins on CSI Thursdays on CBS. The new album is Things They Don't Teach You in School at robertdavidhallmusic.com. If they made a movie about your life, who would you want to narrate, Morgan Freeman or James Earl Jones?
Well, God, that's a tough one. Probably Morgan Freeman right now. But, you know, if they made a movie about my life, it would be in an alternate universe.
I know you got to go. I know you have a lot of press to do today. I really appreciate your time.
Oh, Big Pop, it's great to talk to you, and my very best to everybody in the Syracuse. And you serve Utica, I would imagine.
Absolutely. We're right in the heart of downtown Utica as well, so.
That's great. I remember when I was a kid, didn't there used to be a beer Utica club or something?
Dude, absolutely. The brewery is still here.
Ah.
Every Thursday, they have something called Saranac Thursday. It's a fundraiser for the United Way.
Oh, that's
great. And thousands of people come down, local bands play, and then everyone spills down Varick Street and enjoys a couple brews.
Sounds like my kind of place.
Well, you come down here, and we'll hook you up with some Utica club.
Thank you, Big Papa.
All right, one more thing before you go. It's called the Quick Six. It's six questions, 60 seconds. Let's everyone get to know a little bit more about you, okay?
Go for it.
All right. What movie will you stop and watch every single time it's on?
Blade Runner.
Favorite toy as a child?
Anything involving baseball.
Going on a road trip, what are your go-to snacks?
Tootsie Roll and, almonds.
Favorite flavor of ice cream?
Chocolate or Jamocha almond fudge.
I'm sorry, one more time?
Chocolate or Jamocha almond fudge.
All right, favorite body part of the opposite sex?
Butts.
Favorite toy as an adult?
My iPhone.
What's your favorite app?
My favorite app? Oh, God. I'm such a fickle guy. I keep checking them out, so I don't have a favorite.
It's Robert David Hall. You know him from CSI Thursdays on CBS. Online, robertdavidhallmusic.com, the new album, Things They Don't Teach You in School. Enjoy the White House. We'll see you on Craig Ferguson. Welcome home, and thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Big Papa.
It's Robert David Hall, everybody. We'll be right back. Big Papa in the morning on KISS FM.